Sino sa inyo excited kay Jason? 30 seconds, ha? Ayan, wala pa yung mga kamay. Ayan. Ayan, ha? A few more seconds, ha? 20 seconds, si Jason na. Ito yung demonstration talaga paano maging engaging preaching. Ha? Ito. 3Ds, abangan nyo yung 3Ds, ha? Ito na. Papakita niya paano ginagawa yung mga 3Ds na yan. Okay. 2 seconds, 1 seconds. Okay, palakpakan natin si Jason!
Thank you, Pastor Gilbert. Alright, so we're on the last part of our series, Simple. And I hope that from the first, second, and third week, we learned that discipleship is simple. It should not be complicated, that even the first disciple of Jesus Christ, the 12 disciples, got it from a carpenter. So it's so simple, and they changed the world because of that as a result. And hopefully we learn on the first week that discipleship is about reaching out, first and foremost, following Jesus. And then on the second week, we talk about discipleship as reaching the lost. And we talk about the church on the third week, and right now, and this morning, we'll talk about, this afternoon, rather, let's talk about discipleship as a journey. And we all know, I hope, na from that, we know that discipleship is a relationship. So, alam natin na discipleship is a relationship, relationship with God, with the lost, and with the believers. And from this message, itong last na part ng series natin, makikita natin na we'll introduce a new concept, or if you may, of discipleship. Not only that, discipleship is a relationship. From this message, we can say, we can learn that discipleship is a journey. So discipleship is a journey. It's not only a relationship, but it is a journey. A journey of what? Number one, a journey of following Jesus. Why did I say that discipleship is a journey? I believe that it is not just a relationship, but again, it's a journey because discipleship never stops. Discipleship is not a destination, but it is a journey. A destination is a place wherein when you get to that place, you stop. But for us, following Jesus never stops. Day in and day out, every day, when you wake up in the morning, you will make a decision whether you follow Jesus or not. So following Jesus is a journey of, again, number one, a journey of following Jesus. Second is, it's not just a journey of following Jesus. Second is a journey of fellowshipping with believers. So even in fellowship with other believers, it's not just a Sunday thing. It is not a destination. It's a journey. It's a day to day wherein you connect with people. You pray with them. You celebrate with them. Eat with them. Just like that. It's a fellowship with. It's a journey of fellowshipping with believers. And the last is, it's not just a journey of fellowshipping with believers. It's a journey of fishing for people. It's a journey of fishing for people. Again, it's not a destination. It's not a one-time event wherein you reach out for people or preach for people or engage people. It's a lifetime of reaching out. And even Pastor Steve said it, that our church is not big enough until there's one lost people out there. So it never stops. Naka-reach out ka na, nakapag-engage ka ng isang family ngayon, next week, next month, you will do it again. It never stops. It's a journey of reaching out for people. And again, as I close on this, again, discipleship is not just a relationship. It is a journey of reaching out, of fellowshipping with believers, following Jesus, and reaching out to the lost. So every time you think of discipleship, don't think of it just as a relationship, but think of it as a journey. Thank you.
Hey, palakpakan natin si 3 F's yun. Okay, good things that Jason did. Anyone? Oh, sige, Abet. Anong magandang ginawa ni Jason? Hindi raw 3D, na-disappoint. Okay. Good points, good points. He was very confident. He got up here and he knew what he was about to talk about. He was he internalized the message and he gave it with conviction. Anyone else? Okay, so bumabalik siya, kino-connect niya yung past message from the series to what he's talking about. Anything else? Yes. Okay, very clear kung ano yung gusto niyang i-convey. Na journey to, hindi to relationship, hindi to event. So, he kept repeating what he wanted to convey. So, very clear kung ano yung gusto niyang ipokpok. Kasi inuulit niya. Good. Points for improvement? Wala, perfect. Okay. Hindi lang 3D. Perfect na daw sana, kaya lang hindi 3D. Any points for improvement? Yes. 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 Yun yung nilagay ko. Improve the illustration. Kasi mamaya pag-usapan natin, kahit na ang ganda ng sinasabi mo, pag kulang sa illustration, hindi na drive home yung point. Hey, tapos be careful lang with yung until as long as dapat, di ba? We're never big enough as long as there's one lost person outside. Pastor Steve, narinig niya rin niya, may isa nagsabi unless, may nagsabi until, may paiba-iba na yan, di ba? Pero pag nagkamali ka lang nung isang word na yun, iba na yung meaning. Okay? Until, unless, it should be as long as. Okay? We're never big enough. We can have 200,000 people in Metro Manila attending, but as long as there's one lost person out there in Taguig, in U-Belt, we're not big enough. Okay, be careful with that. Okay, let's continue on. Mamaya, mayroon pa tayong mga to talk about. I was trying to illustrate what engaging preaching is all about. Hindi na makita yung video. There's an illustration of a commercial of a FedEx video. How many of you have ever seen FedEx video commercials? What's the whole point of FedEx video commercials? Paulit-ulit. Okay, we deliver. Okay? Merong isa in particular, nasa San Francisco Bridge siya, nagka-traffic. It was terrible, it was traffic. So kinuha niya yung package niya. And then yung next scene, he was seen as walking on water. Kita niyo, may nakapanood ba, no? He was walking on water. Parang wow. Tapos he was able to bring it there. Tapos pinakita pagkatapos nun, yung mga, meron palang mga nakascuba na nagahawak ng ano. Tapos eventually, so he was able to bring the package. For me, if you're an engaging preacher, the best picture for me of an engaging preacher is a FedEx delivery boy. Parang deep na deep, di ba? Sabi mo sa kadabi mo, para kang delivery boy. Iba sinabi, mukha kang delivery boy. Hindi mukha, para lang. Okay, para lang. Yun lang yung illustration natin. Anong ibig sabihin yan? What I want about that analogy is that when you're a delivery boy of in FedEx, there are three important things that you can see in that commercial. Number one is the importance of the package. Number two is the importance of the delivery. And number three is the importance of the team. Okay? Now let's talk about the package. If you're an engaging preacher, what is your package? Okay, it's the content. It's God's word. Pastor Ferdy is so big on this. There was one time he heard a preacher and he said, Gilbert, come here. What's he doing? What do you mean? He's telling stories. He's not preaching the word. Nanggigigil, parang mag-incredible Hulk na si Pastor Ferdy. What's he doing? Preach the word. Don't tell stories. Preach the word. Don't crack jokes. Preach the word. Yun lang yung, if there's one thing I love about Pastor Ferdy, he knows exactly what we're there to do. We're here to preach the word, not just tell stories. We're here to preach the word, not just crack jokes. We're here to preach the word, not just share testimonies. We're here to preach the word, not just quote power lines. Minsan, mas marami pang kinote na power line kaysa sa preaching of the word itself. Minsan, may mga power line pa kung sino-sino, pati kay Volt. I mean, pina-powerpoint pa natin. It should be the word. Okay, that's the content. If we look at the principle, we're gonna look at the principle of the power and the form. But it's the word that would change lives of people, not our jokes, not our stories. It's the word that would change the lives of people, not our powerful tweetable tweets, tweetable lines. Yung iba, yun ay nangyayari. Kasi ngayon, di ba, pinipicturean yung mga ano, mayroong katuloy pressure. Kailangan may maganda akong line para pag pinicturean, pag tweet, maraming likes. That's not gonna change lives of people. It's the preaching of the word. So when we talk about the package, here are a couple of questions. Okay? But a couple of questions about the package. Number one, is it theologically sound? You can preach a really, really nice preaching, but then at the end of the day, it's not theologically sound. For example, a power line that says, because God is holy, we can be holy. Parang, wow. But think about that. Because God is holy, we can be holy. God has been holy from the very beginning, and people are still sinful. So think about that for a moment. And you can build a case, and it's your case is nice, but then in one power line, your theology crumbles. Hey, so let's make sure. Let's bounce this. Usually naman, hindi naman tayo deep theological. Usually, practical theology yung pre-preach natin. But is our practical theology founded on systematic theology? Meron namang systematic theology dito sa staff dev, Pastor Sky, di ba? Okay. That's why we talk about it. For some of us, we're probably thinking, gusto ko lang mag-preach, ano ba tong theology pa na to? Bakit pa? Ang dami kong may mga pre-trib, mid-trib. may mga ayoko naman ng eschatology and all this. We need to have a little bit of that. The nature, the soteriology, Christology. We need all those so that we're sure whatever we're preaching is theologically sound. That has been the mission of Paul Barker. Sabi niya, magagaling na kayo mag-deliver. Yeah, you're good at delivering, connecting with the audience and all that. But a lot of times, your theology is bad. And we were the senior leaders and we need to be teachable enough and hungry to learn enough to say, okay, teach us. Okay, that's first. Second, is it biblically accurate? One of the best books about preaching that I've read and I have is the book Between Two Worlds. How many of you have this book, Between Two Worlds, The Challenge of Preaching Today by John Stott? What is he talking about? Between Two Worlds. Anybody has an idea? When you're preaching, there are two worlds. Yes. Okay. Yes. Okay, that's it. Of course, parang double meaning. There's a spiritual world and a natural world. But what he was really trying to say is, there's a completely different world when 2 Timothy was written. There was a completely different world when Genesis was written. And there was a completely different audience, different context, different everything. So we cannot just take that and then apply it now. The challenge of preaching is to be able to take that And whatever it meant then that was applicable would mean something today that's applicable today. So if we're to do that, then we need to be very accurate with our exegesis. Okay, again, for you to be an engaging preacher, it's not just delivery, it's the package. The word should be engaging people. And if the word would engage the people, our exegesis should be accurate. Kaya yung resource, minsan, chinecheck, usually, tinatanong nila, namang resource mo, Pastor, I usually have 3-4 good resources of exegesis. Minsan, babounce ko pa yan. Pag hindi ako masyadong sure, babounce ko dun sa mga magaling mag-exegete. Harang, I just want to make sure this is what it meant. Hey, for example, when I was studying Ecclesiastes for a number of years, I've been a long preacher for a long time. Ang nakbabasa ko lang, ang author, sino sa inyo, how many of you know the author of Ecclesiastes? Sinong author ng Ecclesiastes? Solomon, that's my understanding, everything. The deeper I get into the study, the more I consulted, it more and more, a lot of Bible scholars believe there were two authors. There were two authors. So, I go, wow, okay. That changes it, isn't it? So, merong isang author na nagsusulat ng mga sinasabi ni Solomon, may quote siya, at merong siya yung sa Ecclesiastes chapter 12, sabi, this is the conclusion of the matter. It was not Solomon who concluded it. It was the frame narrator. Frame narrator yung tawag. Siya yung nag-conclude. So again, your preaching of Ecclesiastes takes on a different spin when you understand that. Okay, so, is it biblically accurate? Another thing about the package that we have to think about, is it purposely aligned with the outcome-based objective? Now, this is very important. Ito yung sinabi ni Pastor Nixon kahapon, tama? Si Pastor Nixon, one of the best preachers I know. Talaga ba ng mutual admiration ka? Okay, so, but I like that about him because he's linear and he's always thinking about a big picture. And this is one of those. For example, anong example? For example, a preaching about holiness. Series. Okay, series about holiness. And the outcome-based objective is so that our people would have a better understanding of how it is to live a holy life today. Yan, yung outcome-based objective. Ang first week mo is justification. Second week mo is sanctification. Ano yung justification? Ano yung gusto mong ipound sa justification kung based on the outcome-based objective? Okay, so ang gusto mong i-point, you're already holy. Live like it. Diba? Identity mo na yan. Ikaw na yan. Holy ka na. You're not trying to strive to be holy. You're already holy. So live like you're holy. Yun yung application mo. Kasi yun yung practical outcome-based objective. Second, sanctification. Anong gusto mong message doon? Okay, God is not done with you yet. Okay. Continue to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Continue. So yun yung ibig sabihin ng sanctification. So don't get discouraged. Continue to keep striving to live a holy life today. Yung third week, glorification. Anong gusto mong ipound doon? Yes, what about hope? Okay. If we abide in holiness now, doon tayo papunta. So what are you trying to say? The hope really is the motivation for living a holy life now. That's what, so ang focus mo, yung hope ginagamit mo lang as a motivation. We cannot preach the whole series about we'll have this body, we'll have this, this is what's gonna happen, this is what's gonna happen, this is what's gonna... So, lumabas ako na parang, wow, may blessed hope. Hindi na-accomplish yung outcome-based objective. ang outcome-based objectives, dapat paglabas nila, I need to live holy now. Yun pala yung naghihintay sa akin eh. So, most of the preaching should be based on ano yung, so what if you have that hope? So, it's just something, hindi pwedeng the whole thing is about hope. The whole thing should be, this is the hope, so what now? Because that's the outcome-based objective. So again, when you think about the package, and that's how we, that's how Hub's U-Belt Hub, that's how we try to do our preaching sermon. Ang iniisip lagi natin, alam ba, this first week, what's the main thing we want based on the outcome-based objective of this week? Based on the outcome-based objective. Kasi pag hindi, lahat pupunta, di ba? Ah, ito yung thoughts ko about just holiness na yan, glorification na yan. Ang daming thoughts, and then lahat kayo aalis, iba-iba kayo ng gusto sabihin. Tapos, kanya-kanya na, hindi na based on the outcome-based objective. So, again, even sa Metro Manila, and lahat tayo dito from the province, no, it would be good for you if you're doing a series, for example, and you're in the province, it's based on the discussion of the outcome-based objective in Metro Manila. It would be good for you from time to time to call someone who's very involved with the discussion in the outcome-based objective kung merong unclear. Sometimes it's very clear, so you don't have to. Kahit kami sa Metro Manila, sometimes I would call kung sino yung assigned. Bro, but clarification lang. Nixon has done that with me a couple of times. Sa Ecclesiastes, bro, ikaw yung gumawa nito, clarification lang, ito yung outcome-based. Paano mo i-connect? Anong connection nga nito? Bakit nga ito? And then I'll tell him, and then he says, okay, clear sa akin. Okay, now I know how to approach this. Now, kung sa Metro Manila, ginagawa namin yun, hopefully, di ba, habang lumalayo kayo, mas malayo yung lumalayo na. Kaya minsan yung mga preaching discussion, minsan talagang ang lalayo na nung gustong dalhin sa outcome-based objective na, wow, okay. Sana nilinaw natin kung ano yung gusto nating mangyari dito. That's the packaging. Okay. And lastly, is it personally relevant? So the package, couple of things. Is it theologically sound? Is it biblically accurate? Is it purposely aligned with the outcome-based objective? Number four, is it personally relevant? Okay, now you've got the package. Now imagine if you're the delivery boy of FedEx. Meron nagsabi, oh, I'm hiring you, FedEx. Please bring this to Jason. Here's the address. It's very important. If you bring this to him, it is a very important package. This would change the world. This would change his life. Kaya ito, ang ganda ng package, pero hindi mo nadala sa footstep ni Jason. What good is a package if it doesn't get delivered to the person that needs to receive it? Ayun, ikaw ito, ang ganda na, theologically sound, biblically accurate, aligned with the outcome, relevant, pero hindi mo nadala sa footstep of every member of the congregation who attended that service. As lumabas sila, as pagtanong, anong nangyari? Ah, hindi ko masyadong nakuha eh, pero parang maganda naman. Nakakatawa naman si pastor. Diba? Parang ang saya naman ng church, pero hindi, wala ko masyadong nakuha. What good is your package if you're not able to deliver it? So delivery is important. Okay? Ano yung delivery? It's the presentation. Old truth, don't strive to get new truth and new revelation. Pagka nagka-new truth ka, it's probably heresy. Kasi lahat ng pinipreach natin, isang truth lang yan. Okay? Ang ini-strive natin is fresh presentation. Old truth, fresh presentation. Sabihin mo nga sa katabi mo, old truth, fresh presentation. Here are the questions I put sa delivery. Is it interesting enough for me to listen to? Pag may nagbe-preach, sino sa inyo ganon? Paminsan may nagbe-preach, interested kayo at first. Ito, I don't know how you do outlines. Karamihan ng narinig kong outline, yung sa first nila, engage. Then preach, word. And I was thinking to myself, so you just want to engage at the intro? No matter No wonder, ganun nga. Sa intro, ang daming sinabi, may illustration, may pinalabas, may kung ano-ano. So, pagdating na sa whole preaching, boring na. Harang gabi, ang tagal na nito, 3 points, may sub-points pa. 5 points yung under first point. Yung parang, tapos wala nang illustration, wala nang ginagawa. Kasi sometimes we're thinking the engaging preaching is the engaging intro. But the engaging preaching should be engaging preaching from start to finish. People's attention are glued to you from start to finish. That's what it means. So ang tanong, is it interesting enough for me to listen to? Meron ba sa inyo gano'n yung preaching sa una, interested ka, maya-maya nagte-text ka na, nagte-tweet ka na, maya-maya wala ka na doon, tapos from time to time, nag-check in ka, then time to time, nag-check out ka. How many of you have ever been in a preaching like that? Hey, your own podcast. Diba, own podcast pala. Na? So, glued ka ba all throughout? Second, is it clear enough for me to understand? And third, is it moving enough for me to apply? I think and delivery should engage the head na sila parang, okay, nasusundan kita. Okay, I understand. Okay. Pero kung dun lang, walang application. At the end, you want their hearts to be moved. Kaya dito pumapasok yung dynamics of delivery. Kaya dito yung pumapasok yung pag sinabi mong whisper, you whisper. Dito pumapasok yung lalakasan mo yung boses mo, hihinaan mo, bibilis yung pagsasalita mo, babagal yung pagsasalita mo, gesture mo, magiging grand gesture mo. Dito pumapasok yun. Kasi kahit na nag-head nod sila, naintindihan na lahat, hanggat hindi na move yung heart, hindi nila ma-apply yan. So that's engaging delivery. You've got an engaging package, because it's theologically sound, it's biblically accurate, it is purposely aligned with outcome, it's relevant to me, but yet you're delivering it in a way that I'm nodding my head all throughout, and my heart says, I want to do it. It's tugging at my heart. The preaching is moving me emotionally. It is making sense to me intellectually, but it is moving me emotionally. That's engaging preaching. Now think about this. Dapat isulat nyo to, is my preaching moving is my preaching engaging people intellectually and moving them emotionally? That's the question. Is my preaching engaging people intellectually and moving them emotionally? Because if you only have one, then the preaching is not that engaging. So FedEx, delivery boys, package, delivery, and lastly, team. That's what I love about the commercial. Akala mo nag-walk on water, yung pala may naghahawak, may scuba dive. How many of you sometimes, diba, you feel like, wow, ang galing ni Pastor Nixon, wow, ang galing ni Pastor Steve, wow, ang galing niya. Most of the time, they'll say, because I've got a team. Pina-bounce ko yan. Kinakausap ko to. Nagpapa-feedback ako. Eh, meron akong magaling mag-PowerPoint. Meron akong nag-isip ng video illustration. Meron akong ganito. That's the beauty of a group sermon prep. Don't prepare your sermons alone. Eh, bounce it. Talk to somebody about it. Tell somebody. Iba-iba yung binabouncean ko. From my wife to my 15-year-old daughter to my 8-year-old son. Kung maintindihan niya ng 8-year-old son ko na napaka-hyperactive. Yung anak kong 8-year-old, parang may ADHD yun. Kung maintindihan niya yung sermon ko, I was thinking, maintindihan ng mga tao to. Okay, 15-year-old daughter, wife, and then I'll bounce it to a campus missionary, I'll bounce it to a pastor, I'll bounce it to a volunteer leader. If I'm not too sure about it, I'll bounce it. I'll talk to yung magpapower ba, I'll talk to them. I'll talk to them when to do this, when to put that, when the music should come, what word. Kasi hindi ako yung nag... May mga iba magaling sa techie and all that. Because ako hindi ako clicker. Ang clicker ko, human clicker. May mga words ako, pag sinabi ko, dapat kaklik. Di ba yung? So, those are stuff that I work on. So, I go early before my preaching, and I talk to the technical guys. I talk to the music team. I talk to them that at the end of my preaching, this is the song I want. I talk to them about the atmosphere. I talk to them about... So when you think about preaching, it's really a team because there's more to just preaching that you want to accomplish for it to be engaging. Okay? So engaging preaching is delivering God's word to your audience in a powerful way. Principle of power and form. Sabi ko kanina, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 5, having a form of godliness but denying its power. When we talk about principle of power and form, as an engaging preacher, where does our power come from? Okay, una, God's word. The power comes from, number one, God's word. Wala dyan yan. Pero number one, the power comes from God's word. So we need to know the word. Alam niyo ngayon we're coming up with an every nation. This is not for announcement. Announce kahit kanino. We're working on an every nation global standard for minimum theological requirement. In other words, lahat tayo dapat deep in the word. Dapat tayo, at least yung handling natin of the word is deeper than an average victory group leader. Kung mas marami pang alam yung victory group leader sa word than us, then we need to rethink our careers. So the power comes from God's word. We need to be deep. We need to study God's word. We need to... Ano pa yung power natin? It comes from, sabi mo, Jason, second, Holy Spirit. Again, the Spirit of God, the anointing. We do not rely on our own skills or talents or giftings or experience. Sino sa inyo dito, pagka nag-preach, minsan kinakabahan pa rin kayo? Raise your hands. Okay, pala rin, di ba? Lalo na pag ibang crowd, di ba? Pagka-crowd mo, medyo ano na, okay ka na. Pero pag in-invite ka, okay, dumating si Pastor Steve. Sino sa inyo medyo kinakabahan pag nandiyan si Pastor Steve? Nakaganyan lang, tapos hindi mo alam kung anong iniisip. Di ba? Si Pastor Steve, blank yan eh. Susulat, parang nakupatay ako. Anong sinabi ko? Mukhang mali. Si Pastor Ferdy naman, pag nandiyan, parang lagi nakakunot no. Galit yata si Pastor Ferdy sa akin. Kakabahan ka eh, di ba? Iba-iba yan eh. I hate the feeling, but I like it in the sense that I need to rely on the power of the Holy Spirit, not on my experience. So we need that. We will cry out, Lord, ikaw to. Pag hindi mo in-anoint yung preaching ko, kahit ang ganda ng preparation ko, ang ganda ng gusto ko sabihin, walang mache-change, Lord. Yun yung attitude. The Word of God, Holy Spirit, and lastly, the power comes from a life lived for God. Your life. Your life has power. The outworking of God's word in your life. Remember, more is caught than taught. You talk about generosity. Kahit ang ganda ng tinuro mo, kung ikaw hindi generous, ang may impart sa kanila yung spirit mo. For example, you talk about evangelism. Eh kung hindi ka talaga nag-engage sa lost, ang kasama mo lahat Kristiyano, no matter how powerfully you preach, people will never engage the lost. Ano pa? You talk about holiness. If your life is not lived as holy, it's not gonna matter much. But it's your life. So, now let's talk about the form. Yan yung pag-uusapan natin. Jesus is the most engaging preacher that you could ever find in the whole history of the world. Here are some of the, ito yung, some of the descriptions of the people about his preaching. Matthew 7:28. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at His teaching. Sino na sa inyo dito, yung after ng preaching nyo, ang daming comment, amazing. Ang mga tao, iisa yung sinasabi, amazing yung preaching, pastor. Ano bang ganon? Parang, ayun, eto, di ba? Yung kanina, si Jason, tayo lahat, amazing, Jason. Ganon, di ba? Amazing. Yun yung word. Matthew 22:33. When the crowds heard this, they were astonished at His teaching. Meron na ba, pastor? Astonishing. Gabi yung preaching mo, pastor. Astonishing. Living Bible. I like the Living Bible. The crowds were profoundly impressed. How many of you have ever been profoundly impressed with someone? When was the last time you've been profoundly impressed? With whom? With Jason. Okay, there you go. Meron na ba kayo dito? How many of you like basketball? Meron na ba kayo, meron kayo nakitang basketball movie? You were, ano nangyari pag profoundly impressed ka? Stephen Curry, when he started, anong ginawa niya? Crossover? Ankle breaker? Man, how do you usually react when you see that? Whoa, di ba? Whoa, wow. Jaw-dropping. Di ba? Minsan, when Thompson did a 37-point quarter, and he, everything, he, parang, whoa, wow, man, tingnan mo to. Yung, how many of you have ever watched the last dunk contest with Zach LaVine? Di ba? 19-year-old guy. These were all Hall of Famers na nandoon, all stars. But when he dunked, ano yung ginagawa nila? Nagtutulakan pa, man, wow, look at that. That's profoundly impressed. When was the last time you preached this way? Nakangayong mga tao. Kabin preaching yan, pastor. Anyway, nakanganga, tapos tulog. Hindi. When was the last time nagbe-preach ka, nagtutulakan na sila? Ang gabi, whoa! When was the last time? That was Jesus. Mark 11, never. Nagtutulakan, alis na tayo, bro. Gabi to. Ano ang makuha dito sa oras ko? Mark 11:18. The chief priests, teachers of the law, again, amazed at His teaching. Living Bible, I like. It says the people were so enthusiastic about Jesus' teaching. How many of you have ever been enthusiastic about something before? Meron ba sa inyo dito enthusiastic to watch a movie, to read, to eat food? Meron bang ganun? Meron ba kayo yung parang narinig niyo yung food? Pare, ang sarap daw dito. Bro, puntahan natin to. Diyan ang enthusiasm. How many of us have a congregation na tala, punta tayo, pakinggan natin si pastor? You know, most of growing churches have that kind of thing about the preaching. That's why they're so they're excited to invite someone. Pakinggan mo to, gabi to. Marinig mo siya, gabi, babalik ka. How many of us have congregation that invite like that? Naku, puntaan mo to. Marinig mo. Naku. That's enthusiasm about a preaching, a teaching. That's engaging, isn't it? Mark chapter 12. The large crowd listened to Him with delight. NASB, the great crowd enjoyed listening to Him. Meron ba kayo dito yung, meron na ba kayong nakausap? Yung mga misis natin, naalala nyo ba nung ligawan pa lang? Ang pagkausap mo, nakaganon ka lang. Parang nawawalan ka ng backbone. Diba? Pagkakausap mo, mga lalaki, bro, ano ba? Pagdating nga, oh, okay naman. As pag kahit ano sabihin niya, talagang kahit na 10 oras kayo magkausap, parang, ay, 10 oras na pala yun. Akala ko 10 seconds. Diba? Yung, ganon pag nag-i-enjoy ka, diba? Now, think about this. Yung preaching natin, ganun ba yung tao? Parang, ay, 1 hour na pala si pastor. Di ko napansin. Ha, pala gutom na ako. Intro pa lang yun. Yan si Pastor Nixon. Sobrang they enjoy listening. Kaya, I always tell this, si Pastor Nixon lang yung makaka-pull off ng 1.5 hour, 1 hour preaching. Why? Because the people are enjoying it so much. Kung hindi ka Pastor Nixon, don't ever do that. Please. Ang mga 30 minutes lang, 25 to 30, ayos na tayo for average preachers like us. Hindi Pastor Nixon, mga 30 minutes, ayos tayo. Eh, but that's the thing. They were like, tapos na? Sige nga, makabalik nga next week? That was Jesus. There was a book that I read many years ago about Jesus as a communicator. And here was the description of this guy about him. It says, born in a barn, raised in a ghetto, and a common laborer by trade, Jesus spoke in obscurity. In other words, as a speaker and as a preacher, odds were against him. Odds were against him. Nobody knew him. Yet Jesus of Nazareth is still the most quoted person and the best-selling author in the Western world. Imagine a Jesus that is a combination of talk show host, investigative reporter, movie producer, and comedian, and you begin to discover the brilliance of his communication skills. All of that rolled into one. That's an engaging preacher right there. If we want to capture the attention of the lost, the unchurched, the irreligious people like Jesus did, then we must communicate the word the way Jesus did. Engaging. Hey, before we move on, let's ask two more. 2:40. May dalawa pa tayo. Let's ask for a demonstration of Jesus-like preaching. Hey, yung mga, wow! Mapapaganan tayo. Sino tingin nyo kayang magpaganan dito aside from Jason? Tapos na si Jason eh. Sino pa? Anyone else? Sino? Come on, let's do it. Si Neil! Okay, palakpakan natin si Neil. Na. Neil, 5 minutes.
Hello, good afternoon everyone. I can see handsome pastors here. Would you agree? Yes. Parang di naman kayo nag-agree. Tingnan niyo yung katabi niyo. Very handsome. Very handsome. Okay. Pwede pong pasalamatan natin si Pastor Gilbert. Pastor Gilbert, you are the epitome of engaging preaching. Alam niyo yung first time na makapunta ako sa Victory, it was in New Belt. And you were the preacher, Pastor. And yung narinig ko si Pastor Gilbert, I want to be like this man. Gusto ko maging katulad niya. And I have faith, pero ang tension sa buhay ko, kaya ko ba yung ginagawa niya? Habang I was deepening in my leadership in Victory, mahirap pala. Mahirap pala yung mga trials, mahirap pala yung mga pagdadaanan mo. And for some of the young pastors and some of those na hiwala dito sa upuan na to, ang tingin nila yung limelight, tama ba yun? Yung spotlight. And parang si Pacquiao, sino manunood sa Mayweather fight?
May service.
Actually, kami after ng service, 11 a.m. service, mag-show kami ng live streaming. So tinatanong namin, gusto niyo pumunta kayo sa simbahan namin? Libre kayo ng panood doon. Well, si Pacquiao ganun. Gustong-gusto natin maging Manny Pacquiao, but ready ka bang magpasapak ng mukha? Jason? No. No. Diba? Alam natin na napakaganda ng ginagawa ni Manny Pacquiao, ni Pastor Gilbert, nasa limelight sila. Pero yung kaya ba natin yung mga pinagdaanan nito? Pwede bang buksan natin yung Bible natin? In James chapter 1, verse 12, sabi dito, I'm reading in the English Standard Version, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial, for when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love him." A steadfast, remains steadfast under trial. So here's the tension. Gusto natin yung limelight, pero pag lumalapit na tayo doon, parang hindi natin kaya. But for us pastors, alam natin yung trials, alam natin yung difficulty. Sanay na tayo doon sa hirap. Minsan, because of the cringe factor, ayaw natin yung limelight. Nagiging baliktad. And paano sinabi ni James, paano tayo matuturuan dito? First, sabi niya dito, "Blessed is the man who remains steadfast under trial. Maging steadfast lang tayo. Maging gawin lang natin yung course. Yung wala tayong cringe factor na we will receive the promise. Here's the promise. Wala tayong cringe factor. Steadfast lang tayo. And second, para hindi tayo magkaroon ng cringe factor, sabi dito ng Bible, for when he has stood the test. In our leadership, it's like a staircase leadership. Di ba? Isipin mo, maliit kang tao. Ang goal mo is to go to the second floor. Maliit kang tao. Paano ka aakyat dun sa staircase? Di ba paakyat? Then, pag napuntahan mo na yon, di ba, flat? Tapos babangga ka na naman, those are tests in our lives. Dapat, hindi tayo magiging manhid doon. As pastors, focus lang tayo dun sa goal, and yet, we live one season at a time. Tapos, next is, which God, dito, he will receive the crown of life which God has promised to those who love Him. We have the crown of life. Tinawag tayo ni God. On the other hand, hindi yung crown yung igagrab natin for our glory, but yet, dun tayo papunta. I-re-receive lang natin yun. We're talking about preaching. Di ba? Pag nagsabi sa atin, may nagsabi sa atin, ang galing mo naman, pastor. Don't get it in your head. Huwag mo ilagay doon. Ang goal is the word of God and we are the instrument of God. Now, yung tension, nasanay na tayo doon sa trials na yun, yung kukunin natin yung glory na yun, wala tayong tension. Why? Kasi ang glory talaga si Jesus. Ang pinaka-glorified person talaga si Jesus. We are here because of Jesus. Si Jesus, mga kapatid, anong ginawa ni Jesus? Alam niya, may glory siya. Pero anong ginawa niya? Ginawa niya pa rin yung trials. Tinapos niya pa rin sa buhay niya because He loves us. Let's pray.
Grabe naman, no? Meron ba sa inyo na ba, wow! Oh, grabe naman, no? Okay, comments. Good points. Yes, Henry. Okay, very passionate. The confidence and the passion because he internalized the message. It was really good. Okay, anyone else? Very spontaneous. Tama. Mabilis siya mag-isip. Nakoconnect niya yung mga things right away. That's quick. What else? Good command of the language. Taglish. And then yung verbal delivery niya was really good. Hindi siya monotone. So yung tono nag-iiba, yung volume nag-iiba, yung pace nag-iiba. Kailangan makita natin yung verbal delivery. May tono, merong pace, may volume, those are may face pa. Okay. hindi ko lang alam ko improvement kailangan doon, oh. Strength. Ah, okay. Alzar. Okay, he knows the audience, he knows its pastors, he knows very good. Bong. Okay, may illustration. Ayun, panalo yun. Kung ako na, ayos na. Engaging na yun. Ginamit. But again, marunong siya. If he wanted to connect, he uses the people in here. Okay, sometimes yun yung mga, pag nagsasalita ka, may kakusapin ka, may ituturo ka doon. The people feel like, oh, he knows us. Yun yung mga simple tricks of engaging preaching, of calling out people, talking about somebody who's there. Na simple tricks of the trade yan, of engaging preaching. Points for improvement? Perfect! Face! Yan, yeah. Tama ka! Okay. Anyone else, aside from the face? Yes, yun lang yung maganda yung delivery, the flow of thought. Was a bit the linear flow of thought was a bit I'm kind of lost a bit. What do you really want to say? Yon. So okay, so we're gonna take again a 10-minute break and then come back with another teaching and get a couple of more of you to demonstrate. Okay, see? Rui, ganon? Okay.